What are we going to read next?
Right. Well, the next book has got a bit of a local connection. It's called Anyone for Edmund, and it's by Simon Edge. And it's about Edmund, the patron saint of England, the first patron saint of England, but has got the connections with Bury St Edmunds, of course. And this year is the 1,000th anniversary of the foundation of the Abbey at Bury St Edmunds. And of course, there are all sorts of celebrations planned, which have been sadly cancelled, but hopefully will take place next year. And this publication of this book is actually today, I think, the official day. And it was hoped to coincide with all these celebrations because it imagines what would have happened if we had discovered the body of Edmund, because there's been all these myths about what happened to the body of the medieval king. It's buried somewhere. And one of the stories is that it could possibly be under the tennis courts in the Abbey Gardens. And this comic novel imagines what might happen if the archaeologists did indeed find Edmund's body underneath those tennis courts. How would we respond to Edmund's story today, which is quite a tale? And how might government use this good news story for their own ends?
Do you know, this was in the acknowledgements at the back, you will find that this was inspired by BBC Radio Suffolk's campaign to get St Edmund his old job back as patron saint.
Wow, there we are then. We've all got to read it.
It's quite entertaining because it's also about someone who ends up as a journalist. And so it's quite entertaining to look at this. It's quite a humorous look at Westminster and how, as you say, how politicians might use the story and so on. So it is
very
entertaining.
There's lots of shenanigans and spin. Yes. Yeah. And it's already quite an extraordinary story about Edmund. I mean, there's all sorts of things that happened in his life. So we find out a little bit about his life and death, as well as all these things that, yes, in modern society. So lots of myths and lies and misunderstandings and a few miracles as well. So there's a lot in there. So we'll see what we think of it.
I think it's a really good choice. We did talk to Simon. He was a guest on the programme, and he lets have 5 copies of Anyone for Edmund to give away. So at least we know 5 people could read it and we'll be joining in. But we'd love you to read it and then join us and just let us know what you think in a month's time. So Anyone for Edmund by Simon Edge. And